Now another perspective. We turn to Joe Schwartz, former Republican congressman from southern mid-Michigan. Hello, Congressman, and thank you for being here.
Thanks very much. Nice being with you.
Well, Congressman, you've been out of office now for about 7 years, but you sure can bring an interesting perspective because you've been in the middle of this scene in Washington, and now here you are watching closely what's going on. Have you ever seen anything like this before in Congress?
Not quite like this. I mean, there was a shutdown before in the Clinton administration in the mid-90s, but now this is kind of new territory they're exploring.
The shutdown, yes, but also just that sense of being divided and having each drawn that line in the sand and no one budging.
Well, that has reached, I always hesitate to use the word insanity, but you know where I'm going. It makes utterly no sense the way one side is treating the other in Congress. And I won't say I feel sorry. I certainly have some empathy for the folks at the White House, the folks down at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, because they're not looking real good either. But the problem is that these people are living in another world in this instance, and they'd better start acting like adults.
Well, in fact, speaking of that, we have been out talking with people trying to get just a handle on what Michigan voters think of this situation. And you really get a sense of confusion and anger of regular citizens just watching and listening to this. Here's what one man had to say.
Disgusting. As a lot of people have said, they're acting like a bunch of children. The Republicans are acting with some lofty idea in mind about government that does not translate into the daily activities of people who are actually losing their jobs, children who are not getting medical treatment. They're too high in the clouds to see the practical effect of this.
Do you think those folks in Congress realize how really angry and unhappy voters are with everybody?
I think they're starting to get the message. Now, you know that Capitol Hill is a bubble. And when you go up to Capitol Hill and you spend time there, you're really spending time in a parallel universe. And they don't get the message a lot of the time from back here at home. And then members will go back home, and they do get the message. But the thing that is beyond me with this is how it has come this far and why people won't sit down like grown-ups and say, we've got some negotiating to do, and how it got so far that we've got the shutdown. And we're looking at the debt ceiling extension on the 17th. Which could be even worse. So, you know, my admonition to them, and I think the admonition of most people, would be, come on, let's be serious. Let's sit down and talk. Tuck your egos in your ditty bag, and let's get on with it.
We certainly, you know, the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday supports what you say. It finds nearly three-quarters of American voters disapprove of how Republicans are doing their job and 60% just as unhappy with the Democrats. And I think that was all done even before the shutdown. Do you think there will ever be a time when these never-ending stalemates will come to an end and Congress will listen to voters and do what you say, tuck the ego in the ditty bag and listen to the frustrated voter?
I don't think there will be, unless there are significant changes in personnel and personalities in both the House and the Senate. And I think that's coming. Maybe it's not. Maybe people, by the time November 2014 comes around, will have forgotten. I don't think they will. But I've come to a conclusion that I wouldn't come to, is that we really need a change of leadership. Both parties, both houses of Congress, and we probably need a significant number of new members, both parties, both houses of Congress, because the stalemates that they seem to get into aren't helping us very much, and we need to move on.
Dr. Joe Schwartz, former Republican congressman. He represented southern mid-Michigan in D.C. Thank you so much for your insights and for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thanks very much. Nice being with you.